This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program, November the 1st, 2022. Happy November. Really very interesting. Jay Kirshner and I are here as we examine the thoughts and the trends and tidbits of news and information about what's going on in the world and the people that help drive our conversation. In Massachusetts, where I am, and you probably are feeling this too because you get the weather in Cleveland the day before we get it here in New England, and the temperature, as I look at the predictions for the next 4 or 5 days, we're having a heat wave, a November heat wave. Temperatures in the mid-70s by the time we get into the weekend. It's in the mid-60s now. We got a little bit of rain, but it's supposed to be sunny and in the 70s. And then the people who are the people who can't stand good stuff. Oh, my God. Look at it. Proof positive. Climate change. It's terrible. Global warming. Give it a break.
We've been seeing this for a long time. That
of course we have.
Getting warmer later into the year, but then it also stays colder later into
it's
the
cold.
Beginning of the year.
That's the,
like
by the way.
It's shifting more than anything else.
It's La Nina and El Nino that predicate what the weather's going to be, especially for the winter months. And the feminine versus the masculine. I'm reaching over here because I never, Jennifer is the one who taught me about this. I've never really gotten the sense of the difference. El Nino is the warming or the cooling phase. La Nina, doesn't necessarily mean the Northeast will be cooler than normal. What it does mean is that it affects the weather in the deep south and the Pacific Northwest. So last year we had a La Nina, and remember how the weather was crazy in the Pacific Northwest last winter? That was La Nina.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is supposed to be a La Nina year as well. If I'm
well, what is it? El Nino heats things up, La Nina cools the sea surface temperatures down.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to remember that so that I don't have to keep looking at this, right?
We can do like a stereotypical joke of like, oh, frigid, B word. There you go. Now you'll never forget it.
Gotcha. Okay. Here's some good news. Spectacular news, as a matter of fact. There's an old courthouse in London, in the center of London, that's going to host one of the largest rooftop forests in any country, especially in Europe, 125 trees and 10,000 plants. You know, we've talked a lot about gardening. This takes it to a real extreme. Sounds kind of interesting, actually. Access to the public be provided to those seeking to immerse themselves in the forest. They call it the forest in the sky. Where's Norman Greenbaum when we need him? That's probably going on deaf ears, both for you and James, because you don't know what I'm saying. There's a song by a guy named Norman Greenbaum, who's a one-hit wonder, called Spirit.
I recognize the name. Mm-hmm.
Spirit in the Sky. That's the song.
That's a great song.
Yeah, oh, it's a fabulous song.
Yeah, now that you didn't say the name of the song, I totally know that song. That's a great song.
And that would be good music to have in the background as we discuss the forest in the sky. So this is something that, if you don't know anything about England, there are more gardeners, green thumbers, if you will, having spent a lot of time. I'm an Anglophile, and I would love to have a home, actually, to spend part of my time in England. It's a fabulous country. I enjoy it there. Spent a lot of time there, having the last few years. But one of the things you learn about the Brits is that they are great. Well, the Queen sort of it epitomized this because she had a green thumb and there were gardens everywhere and she took care of a lot of them. So anyway, this particular rooftop, the garden area is going to have a bar in it, a swimming pool, terraces, The greenery will have water capture. They capture the water like we should be doing in California and other places here. And that's what they use to irrigate all of the trees and the plants. And they're going to have some wildlife up there as well. I know the building, and it's a fabulous. If you look at the London skyline from this building, it'll be fabulous. Now, they're going to put 1,300 tons of soil up there onto the rooftop. So what they have to, they've created a new structure to hold it up, steel and cross-laminated timbers, because this is a lot of weight for a building like that up in that at that height.
Oh, yeah.
400,000 square feet. It's the forest in the sky, roots in the sky. And now there'll be people stealing the idea, which is okay, because we need to have more greenery. The photosynthetic process needs as much help and support as we can give it, and this is the latest, a very creative way of addressing it in the cities. Good. And you remember, all the CO2 that gets absorbed by the greenery, that's what the photosynthetic process is. It takes the bad carbon out of the air and purifies it, and then oxygen comes out of the leaves. This is what's so fascinating. And I know I get off onto this chute every once in a while, but it really is. It's fascinating to understand how nature works, how the planet works. And for those of you who are so worried about the cows killing the planet or whatever else, fossil fuel, it isn't doing it any good. But Mother Nature will survive long after we're long gone here. And at the rate we're going, I don't want to be a pessimist, but we better straighten things up. And I'm not talking about the colossally stupid things that we are doing sometimes in the name of climate change, but the colossally stupid stuff we're doing to each other just in the name of living.
Yeah, let's tackle some more realistic things like single-use plastics.
Yeah, right. Stupid. Really stupid. Yeah, not smart at all. And then there's the other, you know, the stuff that that comes of people and their attitude. I'm going to go back to Elon Musk for a minute, because not only was he off his mark when it came to talking about Pelosi, and he should keep his comma. He should have he's got his own Twitter. He owns the company, but he has his own Twitter account. So he feels like he's got to comment on, I mean, why should anybody care what anybody thinks about any of this stuff? I don't really care what you post about me. If you feel like you want to, great. If it makes you feel better, I don't give a damn. You can say what you want. Sticks and stones, remember? We learned that when we were children. I don't know if they still learn that. Children learn that today. Sticks and stones may break my bones,
but words can never hurt me. But words
never
do hurt. And it's important to teach people to be kind, but also to realize that what somebody else says of you is more of a reflection on their character than it is your character.
And that's the point.
To teach people.
Yep, thank you. All right, so Elon Musk has a plan for verified Twitter accounts. Wants to charge him $20 a month. That'll certainly dwindle the number of Twitter accounts.
Good grief. I am curious as to who will be willing to pay for this, especially if it's brands and they need that verification.
Advertising.
I'm sure a lot of people, will want to do that.
Not me. No. I have a sort of a Twitter. I look at it because my children's stuff is there, a lot of it, because neither my children, my son or my daughter, are on Facebook. I have no use for it. Not interested. Sophie, however, Brendan's wife, is on Facebook, and she has a lot of very interesting things, and she's on Instagram. I think she told me she uses Instagram more, though, than she does Twitter and Facebook.
That makes sense. I feel like a lot more people are using Instagram over anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can check out if you want to. She has a design business. I'll give her a plug. Why not, right? She's my daughter-in-law.
Do it, yeah.
Sophie Strauss, Strauss, Sophie Strauss Design. So you can check it out online. How about them apples?
She has really good tips and advice and does webinars. And
you watch her? Do you look
I
at her
do
stuff?
Because
oh, really?
She is really great. Like
she
I
is.
Know you are a little biased because she's family, but I'm not. She's not my family, and she's amazing. I highly recommend checking her out.
Yeah, she's been very good for Brendan. They have great relationship. I love it when I see the two of them together. And that little Jasper man, he's going to be my other grandson. They're going to be powers, beings to reckon with. And after all, isn't that what you want? Your children to have significance in the world, to contribute to the world, to be something and do something. And if you can do that, if you can help encourage your child. I had these people that visit the farm. We've closed the farm for the season now. Open 6 months of the year on weekends and then closed for the bad weather months. I wish we'd have stayed open for this weekend, though, because it looks like, excuse me, there's going to be a lot of people looking for ice cream. Anyway, so this boy, I said to the parents, because the children come around when they see me on the tractor, if I'm in the yard, I'll always say to the parents, would you like to have a picture of your child up on the tractor with me or by themselves? And so this past Sunday, I was chopping corn down at the park, and one of the children, about 3 years old, said to his father, can I, you know, he sort of said, he was yelling, can I be up there? And I said, sure, of course, put him up there. So took some pictures, and the kid was playing with the steering wheel and all that sort of thing, and then his father said, okay, well, the man has to go to work and use it. No, it's mine. And he starts screaming and yelling and kicking. And, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what I thought of that, frankly. I guess I remembered the terrible. Is it terrible twos or terrible threes?
It depends who you ask. Terrible twos always used to be the thing. Now a lot of people are saying three is more difficult. They title it the three-nager.
So isn't that great?
Three.
You have that to look forward to because Mac is just two, not quite three yet, right?
Yeah, but he's supposed to do this. He's supposed to act out and figure out. Yeah.
Right.
It's up to me to set the discipline boundaries. It's up to him to go do everything.
Yeah, right.
And express his wants.
Mm-hmm. His oneness, or his wonderfulness, if you will. All right, we've got 18 after the hour. You're listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We have a fall sale, which I know it doesn't feel like fall everywhere yet, including where we're at right now. But we have a huge fall sale going on right now. Buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four. Buy five, get five. It's a great time to stock up and save. Maybe you've got a lot of weight to lose. Maybe you and your friend want to split it, go and lose some weight together. Maybe you and your honey want to do it. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free too. We've got real live people right here in USA who will answer the phone and answer your questions. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
So as you graduate and head out into the world, there's only one thing that you need to know.
Hi, this is Jamie from Progressive. Yeah, I can talk now. Progressive protects you 24/7. So, tell me what happened.
Oh, I'm sorry, Gene. Can you give me 1 second?
Rush out for every meal. Congratulations and thank you.
Sorry about that. I'm back. So tell me about this fender bender.
Contact us 24/7 on the phone, online, or on the mobile app. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The American Family Farmer Podcast. Thinking about the challenges here in our farming community, we see slimmer margins. The pandemic has, like every other industry, delays, supply chain disruptions. I've had a tractor that's been down for a month because can't get a fuel pump for it. I order it and he says, okay, you should have it in a week. And then a week goes by, 2 weeks go by. Well, and they can't find the parts, so they can't put them together, whatever it is.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we had 23 at the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Let's check some celebrity news, Jay, shall we? Social media, you can connect with us, and we've connected with you, and we connect with some of this trending material, including a story about Julia Roberts that will knock your socks off. This is something, this is like from left of left field, right? way beyond left field. A story by Julia Roberts after this. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin, website toploss.com. Does Calitrin address things like water weight?
That's a good question. I know that collagen is like the most abundant protein in your body, and we all know that water is a huge part of your makeup, too. So I would have to say that they probably do affect each other somewhat. But what Calitrin really does, in addition to the rebuilding the lean muscle tissue, is it helps repair your digestive tract. So it does help everything stay moving and stay, you know, healthy. Unfortunately, it seems like men do lose weight faster than women, but that's with everything.
Boo!
I know, boo. You know, when my husband first got on it, I think he dropped about 10 pounds in the first 6 weeks of taking the product. For me, it took a few months to really see the weight loss. You can use the code Doug. That's going to get you free shipping on all orders. That's at toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also call us toll free 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, so Jay, this story about Julia Roberts and the interview that she did, which is on A&E and the History Channel's History Talk, she is talking about her relationship with her parents and her parents' relationship with Dr. King and his wife, Coretta. And so she comes from a very poor part of the world, for sure. And apparently, when she was born, there was no money to pay for the hospital bill. So Dr. King and his wife paid the bill.
Isn't that amazing? And that was actually them returning a favor that Julia Roberts' parents, Walter and Betty, had recently paid to them, because when the King's children were younger, they were having some difficulty, and Julia Roberts' parents had a theater school in Atlanta called the Actors and Writers Workshop, and Coretta called them and was like, hey, is there any chance my children can come here? Because she was having a hard time finding anybody who would accept her kids. And Julia Roberts' parents were like, yeah, of course, send them on over. And they developed this relationship and became genuine friends.
Wow. But about that, though, in terms of what you... Did she know that? I didn't get from looking at the overview of the interview, and I haven't seen it. Did she get that early in life? Did she have the information early in life, or is it something that just come to her? She's 55 now.
She knew all of this. It was Gail King who, when she was interviewing her, she was like, let's start with the day you were born. Who paid for your hospital bill? And Julia Roberts kind of smiled and was like, wow, you really did your research.
Mm-hmm. So this, yeah, I mean, I never heard this story before, and I'm a fan, actually. Julia Roberts, I think, is one of the best actresses around, continues to deliver really great performances wherever she is, and she's in that new movie with George Clooney that looks like a real winner, so something to look forward to. But that's interesting info, for sure. It's 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Well, there were no big treats from the Halloween night Powerball drawing, as none of the tickets sold matched all six numbers. This means the next drawing on Wednesday night will be for an extensive $1.2 billion jackpot. That's the fourth largest in U.S. history. Republican Representative Lee Zeldin takes a lead in the New York gubernatorial race in his attempt to oust Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul. That's according to a Trufalgar Group poll announced overnight. Just under 1,200 voters were asked. 53% of those respondents were registered Democrats. Israelis began voting on Tuesday in the country's election amid a tight race between Prime Minister Yair Lapid and opposition leader Benjamin Netanyahu. It's Israel's fifth election in less than 4 years. Last night's World Series game was postponed due to rain. It will be made up this evening just after 8 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Casey Hubbard is in the focus here, playing the trumpet. Marching band was always one of the things that he really wanted to do. So he joined the marching band, and he found his purpose. His dream was to perform on a football field where the team plays and the crowd cheers. Isn't that easy, though? He's in a wheelchair.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 at the hour. This is the DJ. No, it is neither. Wash my mouth out with soap, Jay. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner is here with some good news. We all like to share the good news. By the way, Uri Geller will join us in 4 or 5 minutes for his weekly visit, focused on something that he did this past weekend, a live event. I want to talk about that and what people got out of it. But first, the story from Norway, a mysterious visitor appearing in the open waters, a beluga whale that had a harness on it. This is the suspicion. The people who observed this, I think that he was trained by the Russian Navy, and apparently he's like most of the other people in the Russian military. He defected. He was freed from the harness, so he was lingering near these boats. And the whale has a very interesting personality, Jay.
Yeah, a very kind heart, apparently, and very sociable.
How do you do this? So a woman dropped
her phone into the water where this beluga whale was. For whatever the reason, however it happened, this lady, Ina Meniska, I believe is her name, a lot of her friends, she went down to the water, and they went to watch the whale, et cetera, et cetera. And apparently they were on the dock, and the phone fell into the water. I guess that's
kind of... And you dropped your phone into the sea, into the ocean. You
right.
don't expect to get it back.
See it again. No. But then the whale found it, and did it push it back up? How did it get from the whale to this woman? He had the whale had the phone in his mouth.
Yeah, and brought it back up to her.
How amazing is that?
It is. Yeah. But here's a little bit of the bummer part. Officials don't know. Right now it's unclear if this beluga whale is too accustomed to humans to thrive in the wild on its own.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
they are going to follow and monitor this.
Yeah. Well, it's been, as we were saying, the Russians are using these things as weapons, in a manner of speaking. Mm-hmm. And by the way, as an update to what's going on in the war, from what I can gather, the last couple, 3 or 4 days, the Ukrainians are beating the hell out of the Russians and pushing them back, and back. And the Russians don't kind of know what to do. Well, what they should do is is get out, go home, and put... It's stupefying to me this thing has gone on as long as it has, and that the Russian people now who are getting wise to all of this stuff, since all the conscription of those 700,000 young men and the young people are coming around, so there's this real push, it would seem, to get rid of Putin, but they still can't seem to get rid of him. So... Anyway, talking about the sea, for those of you who are listening in Hawaii, we have 2 radio stations that carry this program at different times on different islands. But if you're on the Big Island, you're on alert because of the earthquakes near the Mauna Loa volcano. And that means once the earthquakes happen, that's the precursor to eruption. This is the largest active volcano on the planet. Takes up 51% of the island. The last time it erupted was 1984. So this is not to panic everybody, but it's a warning. Mm-hmm. You know, the lava is, it's like, you don't want to be anywhere near it. Let's put it that way. Because you'll get burned to death in seconds.
Oh, absolutely.
If you get even close to it. So anyway, this 5.0 earthquake, they say is a precursor to what happened. And the time before, 84 it erupted, but 1950 it erupted as well. And in that eruption, lava traveled 15 miles down the mountain to the ocean, and it only took 3 hours for it to get there. So even though this is an advisory, you go back over the history, the recent history, or since records have been kept, 1843 was the first record of Mauna Loa erupting. Since then, 33 times it's erupted. So this is not anything to mess around with. There are a lot of people there. You know, the island's population has, I think it's 200,000-300,000 people live on that island now. And it was not, it's grown substantially in the last 20 years. It doubled, in fact. Oh, who wouldn't want to live in Hawaii? I love it. It's just so far away, but it's a great, great place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, there's the story today of a rapper who got shot in Houston. Law enforcement says that this is, according to a number of witnesses anyway, a man being shot. And who is this guy? What's his name?
Takeoff. His stage name is Takeoff. He's one of the 3 members of Migos, a multi-platinum rap group. They're actually, 2 of them are cousins and one's the uncle. They're all relatively close in age. Quavo is the uncle. And so this was Takeoff, the youngest member. Apparently Takeoff and Quavo were playing dice at a bowling alley and some kind of altercation broke out. Someone opened fire and Takeoff was pronounced dead at the scene. There were 2 other people who were shot. They were taken to the hospital in separate and private vehicles. No word on what their condition is, and Quavo was not injured.
Yeah. This is violent. This stuff is, the, you know, you can go back over the history of rap music, how many of the performers have died because of the, what we're talking, you know, what's, what is the culture, if you will, of this music? Nothing good comes from it that I can see. Anyway, that's my observation. In a moment, we're going to spend some time with Uri Geller, who is at his home in Jerusalem, or outside of Jerusalem, actually, in the little village of Tel Aviv. And we have some things to share with you. We did something this past weekend that I want to talk about with him right after this.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
43 after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program, traveling now to Old Jaffa, which is a city outside of Tel Aviv where Uri Geller resides. Uri Geller is the most prominent mystifier and motivator in the world, in my opinion, and he always has something great to leave with all of you as to how to make your life better. In fact, you spent a couple of hours this past weekend sharing with people on a live event. Was this on Facebook, or was it, where was this, YouTube? Where did people?
Dougie, so what I did is, I did a 2-hour amazing motivational program, and what I will do is I will send it to you, and you can put it on your website, and anyone, all your listeners, can actually watch this 2-hour long program. It's basically called Uri Geller World's First Live Psychic Potential Development Class. And it basically, you will have a line that says watch the replay right here. You just click on the video and you can watch the whole 2 hours. It's available free of charge. And we had 3,000 Zoom audiences all around the world. And yes, it was quite extraordinary. But what I do want to speak to you about today is that right now, today, there are the elections in Israel. So it's a holiday. Everyone is out and about. I just came back from voting, and I see hundreds of people passing by the largest bent spoon in the world, and they all put their hands on the palms of my hand to get energy and motivation. And I just want you to know that I got a phone call from a friend who told me that in some of the voting positions, you know, you have a kind of a little wall where you go behind, and then all the cards of the different parties are laid down in front of you. And what they discovered, this is coming from my friend, is that some cards, the main voting card of, for instance, Bibi Netanyahu, has been covered over by another card. So I don't know whether to call it fraud in voting or whatever. Perhaps it's not, but so this thing goes on here too. And
brings us around to the discussion that was started when the Trumpers said that he lost the election, it was fraudulent. Now lots of people who are running say if they don't win, it's fraud, voter fraud. The voter system here is very corrupt and has been as long as I can remember. It's not well run. So it's interesting, though, that you, living in Israel, having an election, some people, this is how far and wide the influence of America and what goes on here affects or infects the world. If people over there are basically pulling the same stunts or accusing others of the same sort of thing, and that's what it sounds like you're talking about.
Well, I haven't seen it with my own eyes. I got a phone call from a friend, but hey, it's so easy to do because nobody sees what you're doing behind that curtain wall, you know, the paper wall.
Right.
And there are quite a few people sitting in the room where you vote. So my suggestion would be, maybe for the next voting, is that every 5 or 10 minutes, somebody has to get up, go around the paper wall, and check out if none of the cards are covered. Do you know what I mean? Because
yeah.
You have to pick up the card, you seal it in an envelope, and then you go out back into the room, and you drop that envelope into the voting box.
Who are running for endorsement, do people say, Uri Geller says, vote for me?
No. I don't get involved with politics. Mm-hmm.
It's better that you don't. Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
But I want to ask that.
Tell me, Doug, can you just very quickly in one line describe to me how is the voting going on in America? Is it like one room where you go in? Are you covered?
The way you described your voting booth is what happens when people go into a voting booth here in America, especially if they're using a ballot that requires them to mark it and not a machine. But there is privacy, and that I am trying to, with the Brazilians had their election over the weekend. We should be voting. You should be voting on the weekend, on Sunday, when more people are free to go vote, instead of doing it during the week when people have to. It's like there are people who are trying to make the system not work, and that's what's very disturbing.
Yes, Dougie, don't forget to post my free 2-hour motivational academy.
I just got it.
You just received it.
Yep.
And lots of love to all of you, and we will speak again next week as usual.
We will. That's for sure. All right, Uri Geller here at 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Which is often the case when I hear some of these themes that I don't recognize. Chuck Curry, who's our movie man, Movie Moments on the air at 53 past the hour. So what is that theme from, Mr. Chucker?
You know that one, Doug. It's from Titanic back in 1997. This day in movie history, I didn't realize this. Titanic actually had its world premiere at the Tokyo International Film Festival, and it actually didn't come out in the United States in a wide release until December 19th, 1997. I actually remember, like, somewhere probably early December. I remember vividly Siskel and Ebert, who used to do that great review TV show, had an early review when the show that night came on, Review Titanic, raved about it. I still think we're in the stage where there's sort of pre-internet where most people at home, and that created, for me at least, an excitement to want to see it. I saw it opening day at a movie theater, Regal movie theater in Easton, Pennsylvania, with my wife, and I got to tell you, I loved it. I wound up seeing it like 9 more times in theaters. I still think, for me personally, this is the best movie released since 1997. Completely satisfying experience. Maybe because I like the Poseidon Adventure so much, I just like this also, but I love this film, Doug.
I have, this is the golden age of movies, and maybe it goes back to when we were kids, although some of the movies that I liked when I was much younger, the John Wayne shoot 'em ups and stuff, some of them are okay if they don't involve Indians, but if they involve Indians, I tend to turn them off. And as you know, you're moving fast ahead into what we have now. We don't have entertainment, we have formula stuff.
A little bit. I agree with that. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I was thinking about this when I was thinking of Titanic. Obviously, that movie was one of the biggest hits of all time. I mean, the legs on that film have played week to week. It played for like a year, literally a year straight. Now, we did get sort of that this year. I mean, Top Gun Maverick was a massive success, and it did connect and radiate with the culture in terms of going to the movies, but that was really it this year. I looked at the schedule from now until the end of the year, and I got to tell you, it's pretty slim pickings for movie theaters, and I think they're going to be starving for the most part. I mean, you got November 11th, you got Wakanda Forever, Black Panther 2, which is getting really good buzz, and it's going to have a huge opening weekend. That's good, okay? But then, going past that forward, November 18th, Amazon United Artists is going to re-release.
Hold on a second.
13 Lives, which nobody knows about it. It was on Amazon Prime, got great reviews, but it's like 9/10 of the public has no idea what it is.
All right, so here's something. Yeah, hold on a second. One of the things that disturbs me often in terms of what we talk about here, I'm looking at the local cinema, and there are a lot of movies there that haven't gotten hype. For example, the new Elizabeth Banks movie looks very, very intriguing, very good. So to say that we're playing their game. We're talking about just the big movies that come out, and people are not interested in those big movies. You need to look at if you're a fan like I am. I go look at the website every week to see what's there and to see what I'm interested in. And lately, there have been two or three movies I haven't had time to go, but they intrigue me, and we don't talk about them because
what you're doing is you're trying to rationalize an unrational situation. I'll give you an example. Tomorrow, okay, sometime today, we'll talk about it tomorrow, Google 1984, 1985, any year in the 80s, and look at all the films released in one calendar year in comparison to what's going on right now. I mean, Sony just released their quarterly report, and I think they made like $200 million profit. Yeah, the studios can make money, but the theaters, this is just not enough. This is table scraps in comparison.
Well, but they're not, my point is they're not promoting the product enough.
That's true. No, that's true, because they don't want to spend, if they do, there are certain movies that are almost dumped into theaters because they just don't want to spend the marketing campaigns. They'd rather just stream it. And again, if you look, November 23rd, The Fablemans, which is Spielberg's autobiographical movie with Paul Dano, Michelle Williams. Really good buzz on that. Okay, December 9th, The Whale, which has gotten good buzz, Brendan Fraser. But are people going to go to theater to see that? I guarantee you that'll go streaming real quick. And then December 16th, Avatar, Way of the Water. Yeah, that's going to be a big movie. But if you look...
Time's up, Jugger.
Not a lot of big
59
movies.
Past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.